Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah?
Are you a pirate?
No.
No, I mean, me neither, although I said I was one. Right, Brandon. What's a pirate's favorite alphabet letter?
R?
Yeah, or C.
Yeah.
Yeah, the C. Yeah, yeah. What's a pirate's favorite restaurant?
Arby's.
You'd think so. Long John Silver's.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bonus points to anyone who knows where that quote comes from.
I don't even know where that quote comes from.
Oh, I do.
Really? Yeah. What was it?
No, I'm not going to tell. Ah! Bonus points.
Okay, fine. Bonus points. Fair. And what's a pirate's favorite movie rated?
PG-13.
No. He's R.
I'm pretty sure all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies were PG-13.
Yeah, probably.
And they made billions of dollars. So
yeah, that's probably their favorites now. Yeah. So in case you couldn't tell, we are talking about Disney Pirates today because Pirates of the Caribbean was closed when we were there, and that made us sad.
Yeah. And Johnny Depp is in the news.
Yep.
Exactly. Why? What happened?
Yeah. So
we're not going to talk about that. But
no. Just that he is in the news. And okay, so we're going to be talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but also other Disney pirates, just pirates in general. And
you mean Captain Hook?
Yeah, but mostly that's it. Yeah. there is more, but we're not going to talk about all of them. Just a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what is your current nerd thing?
Well, it's funny. Mm-hmm. We started this whole podcast thing for one reason. Well, two reasons. You wanted to. I think that was the main reason. But there was also no hockey on.
Yeah, if you listen to our first episode, you say that many times.
Yeah, and we were kind of bored, and hockey's kind of a big thing around here, mm-hmm. And it's a special time of year.
It's the most wonderful, stressful time.
Yes, the NHL playoffs have started, and I'm watching lots of hockey.
Yeah, you're also wearing a hockey hoodie right now.
I am, yeah. It's hockey time.
Yeah.
Hockey time.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah, we'll see. It's early days yet.
Yeah.
But so far, so good?
So far, so good. I'm not counting any chickens or nothing.
Of course not.
There's no chickens in hockey.
No.
Don't count.
That makes sense, yeah.
How about you?
Well, we mentioned on the last podcast that we were both fighting something. It turns out we both ended up with COVID.
We did, yes.
So, I was homesick, and not that I'm going to talk about this every single nerd item ever, but I definitely have been doing a lot of Animal Crossing while I was sick.
Whoa, you jumped right into that one. Okay, yeah, lots of Animal Crossing.
What do you mean I jumped right into that one?
You're like, COVID. Animal Crossing.
I was homesick, so
hard,
I played a
hard
lot.
Right turn to Animal Crossing.
I was homesick, and since I was laying on the couch all the time, Animal Crossing.
Yeah. It seems like there's another wave. We know lots of people with it around here.
Yep. And sure do. We were one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So far so good. I think we sound okay. We don't sound sick anymore.
No, we're like definitely. Like, almost, what did you say, like 95%?
Well, according to the rules, we were allowed to leave the house yesterday, so...
So we went and we saw a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say that, too. I was going to talk about that in the news, but, we definitely went and saw the new Doctor Strange movie.
Mm-hmm.
Gut reaction, Brandon, and spoiler-free, what did
spoiler
you think?
Spoiler-free, yeah, because there's lots of spoilers for this one, as it seems like every Marvel thing these days...
Yeah, it's true.
...has lots of... It's really cool. It's really Raimi. And I like that.
Yeah. Raimi went full Raimi,
we said. They seem to be trending towards making MCU movies that kind of more reflect their director.
Hmm.
James Gunn was probably the first one that was able to make something his own.
Kind of weird, too. Like, that came out of nowhere. Yeah. We talked about that previously.
And Taika Waititi, of course, like, completely changed Thor to
say the best.
To be more... Taika Waititi.
Yep. Which fit better.
Well, I mean, it worked really well, and then he's brought back because it's good. But yeah, no, this is very Raimi if you have watched stuff by him that's not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's very, very Raimi in it, and it was very enjoyable, and it rewards you for being an MCU fan, I think.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the rest of Marvel, because we have another Marvel thing to talk about, Brandon, what are you drinking?
So we are no longer on Magic of the Mouse Radio, so we no longer have a deadline to record these for. And it's Sunday morning, and it's black coffee time.
Yes, it is. Because delicious. We were up late watching Doctor Strange.
Yes, Doctor Strange, and then reactions when we came home.
Because we were still wound up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah,
yep, black coffee it is.
Wake up.
Yeah, so we talked about it last week on Magic the Mouse about Magic of the Mouse Radio, but since you just brought it up, let's just remind our listeners if they missed last week, Magic of the Mouse Radio is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went off the air. They're not making content anymore. We have loved being a part of them, and all of the best to Bill and, yeah, in future endeavors.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Marvel, let's take a quick little reverse back to Marvel. We finished Moon Knight this last week.
Big week for Marvel.
I know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler free initial gut reaction, Brandon, what'd you think?
This is a really good series. And as for interconnected to the MCU as Doctor Strange 2 is, this is like the opposite.
Yeah,
it's kind of its own thing. It's still firmly set in the MCU, and yep, you can tell that.
But you can just, you don't need prior.
You don't need it. You don't need nothing. You just like some good weird content
stuff.
Yeah,
stuff. Next week we'll talk about this again, but next week we are going to be talking about Moon Knight. We like to give everyone always a week to get caught up, and so
yeah, it's only 6 episodes, so you got you can watch it all.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about it more, and there'll be spoiler warning for next week, but right now we liked it. Quick question: where does it rank in the Disney Plus Marvel shows for you?
I think it's the second best one.
Me too. WandaVision being...
Yeah, WandaVision is the best by quite a bit. This one is almost as good.
For me, there's a fair leap between this and WandaVision, but that isn't a testament to this. That's just how much I liked WandaVision.
Yeah.
I just rewatched that too before we went to go see Doctor Strange.
Which is a good idea.
Sick with COVID on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we rewatched Doctor Strange too, which is a good idea for both of those things. How about
Yeah, I think that paid off pretty well. The other one they say you should watch is Infinity War, but I think most Marvel fans know the story of that.
Yeah, it's true.
You just need to know the kind of like basic story.
You don't need to know the specific details.
Infinity
War, yeah, exactly. Okay, so I think that takes us to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so to begin with the news we already talked about, we have a new Marvel movie. So that was big news, of course. And then also we had like stuff related to that in the parks. So for example, Wanda showed up in the parks.
Uh-oh, watch out.
And is witchy. And also America Chavez. Yeah. So they're in the parks now, which is kind of cool. There were also Scarlet Witch ears that were released.
Went away really, really fast.
Yeah, my sister and my mom were in Disneyland, and they said they looked everywhere for them for me, because I went, hint, hint. But
yeah, they were out like a week before, and they were gone. And they looked really cool. Very popular.
Yeah, well, of course.
It must have been limited in supply, but...
And then the other one was Disney. Well, speaking of Disneyland news, they had Star Wars night because it was May the 4th this past week.
They've had 2 of the 3 Star Wars nights that they're doing in May. There is still one to come near the end of the month. Of course, they were all sold out within hours of going on sale. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And there was a lot of food and different items and things like that popped up as part of that. And my goodness, did all the stuff look super cool.
Yeah, These special nights are a bit of a tough one from a value standpoint, because you're paying like full day ticket price for 4 hours.
Yeah.
If you don't have a season's pass, you can go there a little bit early. They'll let you in before it starts. It starts at 9. You could probably get in there at like 7:45 or something
like
that.
Something like that.
While they're in the midst of shutting down the park, because Disneyland closes at 8 on these special nights.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll let you in a little bit early, and you can make some use of it, but it is really cool being in the park, and there's going to be less people than a normal time.
Yeah, these ones were sold out, very, very crowded stuff, but it's not like, it's limited. It's all very limited.
Yeah, there's only limited number of tickets sold for it, so you can do stuff. They do have some rides open, although I heard Rise was closed for most of May the 4th. They were having troubles with
Yeah,
not
that
great.
That's
kind of sad. But you get a lot of special stuff that you can only do on these nights. So,
yeah,
like we saw some videos of it, and there was some crazy characters that they had out.
Oh my goodness!
That you would never see any other time. Palpatine, some Ewoks,
Jawas. Yeah. Oh, it was really cool. C-3PO was wandering
around. The
Mogul
Nudes were on the rivers of America.
What? Yeah. So I was looking at a bunch of the different food items and things like that. They had like lightsabers, but I don't know. Did you see the Grogu themed one?
I did not.
It's a sundae featuring cookie dough ice cream with boba, a gummy frog, a chicken nugget, and there's like a like part of a macaron, like a blue one.
The blue macaron, perfect. Yeah. And they went full meme and added a chicken nuggie.
They added a chicken nuggie to it. So that was at Gibson Girl, I think. But it, it was just crazy. And I don't know if that was like specific for just that. They did have like fireworks specific for that and other foods that were, some of it is sticking around for all of May and some of it was for that event only. I don't know where this one falls, but I just thought it was ridiculous. So
yeah,
I want
funny.
To mention that one.
And the Mustafar Parfait is pretty cool theming.
And apparently sells out very quickly. They also had some new merch and Droid Depot, and I kind of like the Rebel Leader Spirit jersey. So they had, you liked the action.
Yeah, the new Spirit jersey that I like is they have one that is Kenner action figure themed. The old school, funky looking action figures back when they all looked kind of the same. But they're so classic, and I just love it.
The downtown Disney district right outside of the Star Wars trading post now has a new sand sculpture in honor of Obi-Wan Kenobi, because we did get a new Obi-Wan trailer as well on May the 4th.
We did.
I said a lot of May the 4th news, apparently.
That was a big day.
And then there's a new Blue Milk.
Yeah, just stick with the old one.
You really like the Blue Milk.
I did.
Don't
mess with something that's good.
Don't mess with perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other new stuff at the park is all Doctor Strange. There's a new sipper, which looks super cool.
Yeah, an Eye of Agamotto sipper.
So cool. New spider box.
So we found out what the Eye of Agamotto does when it can't hold
the
time stone anymore. Mm-hmm. It holds Coke.
Yep, apparently.
Yeah.
Or like water.
Or Sprite. Right? Yeah, or you could water if you want to be really healthy.
Yeah, there's new spider bots themed to Doctor Strange, and web attachment.
Oh, there is a web attachment.
Yep.
Is it Doctor Strange with his like orange whips, I guess.
I guess so. I thought it'd be kind of cool to do Scarlet Witch ones and have like red.
Yeah, that would be
magical.
Cool also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all the news was like very Doctor Strange focused, and then of course Star Wars night, which was cool. May the 4th. We were sick for May the 4th. So I think that takes us to our main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, Disney A grab bag. Okay, so this might surprise you, but pirates in the Disney World, not super historically accurate.
No. Yeah, like real pirates to this day, not very nice people.
No, not really
fun-loving. And also pretty smelly.
Also that, yeah. But much less mischievous and straight-up murdery.
Yeah, lots of murder.
Yeah.
Lots of murder. They kind of hint at more historically accurate stuff in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, especially in the
first one.
Yeah, like the whole India trading company and stuff is...
There's like elements of...
Yeah, they pull kernels of truth, and then you have Johnny Depp going full Johnny Depp.
So, not the most historically accurate, but much more fun-loving. And
I mean, it makes it easier to watch a movie about it.
Yeah, it's not like terrible. It's oh, it's fun. Yeah. Before, the obvious one is, of course, Pirates of the Caribbean, but we also had Long John Silver was the other one. There's a few retellings. They did Treasure Island a few times, but also Treasure Planet. which was the steampunky futuristic version. And I had to definitely mention The Muppets Treasure Island because Tim Curry.
Yes. Yeah, he makes that movie. The Muppets Treasure Island is not the best Muppets movie in the world, but Tim Curry does kill it in that film.
So. I used to love Muppets Treasure Island, and then I tried rewatching it as an adult, and I went, oh, this is different than I remember. Mm-hmm. But Tim Curry was just...
Yeah.
You said Johnny Depp went fully Johnny Depp. Tim Curry went full Tim Curry for this one. Family Tim Curry, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's Peter Pan with all the pirates in that one, Captain Hook and Smee and all that fun stuff. Captain Hook is very fabulous, isn't he? He's a very dashing pirate.
He's kind of a jerk.
He is, but he's very, like, fabulous, like, style and, like...
Oh, he does. Genteel. He does have quite the style, mm-hmm. Yes. He's a fancy guy.
Yes. And he's... And that had this whole, like, gentleman pirate kind of idea behind it. And also kind of where Disney really embraced its, you know, fun-loving adventure side of pirates as opposed to historical accuracy.
Yeah, because, like, even though Captain Hook's the villain, he's not, like, full-on murdering anyone.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's funny, and you've got... he shoots one of his crew members, but it's kind of, like...
Cartoony.
Cartoony, yeah, exactly. And then Pirates of the Caribbean, of course. So before the movies, there was the attraction, and this is famous. This is when you ask people their favorite Disneyland attraction, most of the time Pirates is somewhere in their list.
Yeah, it's a crowd pleaser for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got the real cool animatronics.
Yep.
You got a little bit of thrill. There's a drop, a pretty good drop in there.
In the dark, no less.
Yeah.
And so, skeletons and creepy stuff and
yeah.
Yeah,
so it's
everyone
fun.
Loves it.
It's fun.
And it's for the historically minded Disney fan, it was the last one overseen by Walt. So, you know, there is that as well, which is, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Walt died 3 months before it opened, and as many Disneyland attractions, this one was originally envisioned to be a walkthrough. They really liked their walkthroughs.
Yes, walkthroughs. I think we've talked about this a mm-hmm. few times. Walkthroughs are cheap, but they don't really work when you have something that is as popular as Disneyland.
Exactly. So it was like a walkthrough wax museum, and then the World's Fair happened and changed a lot of stuff. And they had Small World at the World's Fair. And they were like, oh, wait, people like boat attractions. And also that gets you through a lot of people very quickly. And that works. Water, pirates, makes sense. So it was reimagined that way.
Perfect. Thank you. Something finally good from It's a Small World.
Hey, I love It's a Small World.
The exterior's okay. I guess.
But you didn't want to loop It's a Small World at
nighttime.
I did not.
No. No. Ugh.
Guy said we could. It was fine. We were the only ones on it. Our whole boat.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
So, Pirates does have attractions in Disneyland, Magic Kingdom, Disney World, Tokyo Disneyland, and Disneyland Paris that are all very similar. And they all have different elements from the films that have been, like, inserted into there. But the newest one in Shanghai Disneyland is quite different because it actually focuses on the films entirely. Like, it was made after the movies came out.
Yeah, and Pirates of the Caribbean is very, very successful
mm-hmm.
in China and Asia in general. Like the movie franchise, so that makes sense that they would embrace that fully.
Totally. Mm-hmm. When the Pirates movies first came out, or shortly after they came out, I was in Disneyland, and I was there right when the Pirates took over Tom Sawyer's Island, and it's still called Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer's Island. We never made it to Tom Sawyer's Island on this last trip.
No, we were kind of busy.
Yeah, we made really good use of Genie Plus instead.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next time.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. It's like a good little mini type thing.
You have to get on the raft, and then you have to walk around, and I was not walking around more than I needed to, really.
Okay, fair. Maybe that's an early in the trip kind of activity.
Yeah. My feet still are a little sore.
It's true. You said that.
My toes, my big toes are numb off and on still.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that, you know, Shanghai Disney's quite different. They've made changes, quite a few changes recently to the Pirates.
The original Pirates
rides. So all these are different, all the different reiterations of it across. They have put in elements from the movies, first of all. But I'll, even those have changed with, like, the newer movies coming out, but also maybe updating some of the scenes. So...
Well, yeah, like, animatronics you need to replace anyway, yeah. So it makes sense to make them a little better.
And then people are like, oh, you're changing the original. Okay, okay. Again, not historically accurate pirates. Let's yeah. just remember mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So some of the changes that they made to be a little bit more sensitive to PC, modern day, yeah, was pirates chasing food instead of the women, and auctioning off wares instead of women. And then, of course, the Red, the pirate. Red,
yeah, she was part of the auction. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And... The pirates were very excited to bet on her, whereas now she is one of the ones leading the auction because she's a pirate.
Yes.
But she's cool.
It's fine. It's good that they kept, like, I don't know. It works. It works well. Better than completely removing.
Yeah, I have more of an issue with that.
I don't know. So, yeah, whatever.
It's a weird balancing act, but they've updated those kinds of things. And then, of course, put in Johnny Depp and famously... to promote, I don't remember which one it was. Was it At World's End?
Yeah, it was probably, I think it was the third one.
The third one, yeah. It the one in Disneyland closed for an afternoon or something like that, and they removed one of the audio animatronics of him, and he, like, showed up, the actor showed up, and interacted with the boats coming through. That would have been a very cool day to be on that ride.
Johnny Depp has always loved that character, and he's gone to children's hospitals playing that character a lot. But with the recent legal troubles, and we're not going to go into that because it's kind of a mess, and there's an ongoing live stream trial that's it's a civil trial, but very in the news right now. Mm-hmm. But Johnny Depp himself is not very happy with Disney because they dropped him like a hot potato when all this started happening without...
Even though he was named as a Disney legend in 2015.
Right. But this all happened after that.
Yes.
And yeah, they cut ties with him, and he's starting to look pretty good in these whole trials and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he said he's never, ever touching pirates again. Ever.
Or
he's very, very upset with Disney.
Yeah, or anything with Disney. And he's done other movies with Disney, too. But, of course, Pirates is the definitive one, and it made a lot of money for the studio. They're in the middle of making a new movie, and this character that he created is the centerpiece of the films, and a lot of that was him being him that made it into the movie. So it's a bit of a mess, both between him and Disney, but, of course, his legal... situation as well. I guess the only other thing to add for that one is that a lot of Disney fans are speaking out in support of Depp. I mean,
public opinion has very much turned to support him, which is interesting because in these domestic situations it's usually pretty easy to get in the corner of the woman.
Yes, but it seems like it's going back and forth, like he was abused as well.
Yeah, it seems like they're all both pretty weird.
Yeah.
But she's quite weird. I don't know. It's a schmozzle.
It is interesting.
But yeah, public opinion is very much on Johnny Depp's side in general.
Yeah. We were actually at World of Color the night it came back, the very first showing it came back. And the coolest scene in World of Color, and I loved World of Color, by the way.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Was the pirate scene. And actually people have been recording that being like, this is how much fans love pirates and are in support of Johnny Depp as representing that. Mm-hmm. Or as pirates representing him.
Yeah.
So
it was interesting because that was the only live action thing in World of Color.
Yeah. That's just how beloved the attraction is and then the series itself.
Yeah.
Wow. Does this attraction rank on your top favorite at Disneyland?
It's certainly up there. I would have to ride it again because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And it was not open while we were there.
So that was the other thing I was going to say.
I do like it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of sad walking past it all boarded up.
Especially on its anniversary. It is very Disney magic. And it's, like you said, it's a crowd pleaser. We both said we noticed it and we missed it. It wasn't like Tarzan's Treehouse was closed. Yeah, exactly. But Pirates, you feel the lack of it, I guess.
It sounds like they're going ahead with making a new Pirates film regardless. I don't think we've even seen the last one.
We haven't. No, because I looked it up. There are six.
No, this will be six.
This will be six. Yeah, but we haven't seen five.
We have not seen five. Right. I've seen the original trilogy, of course, which... The first one's excellent.
First one is so good.
And then it all kind of comes unraveled. And then the fourth one that was like...
Mermaid.
The mermaid thing. I remember seeing that in theaters, and it was not great.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was not great. But then, yeah, we never bothered seeing five.
No, I think I would like to, but I'm not in any rush to see it.
It's not supposed to be very good either. So, I don't know. I'm not super excited about a sixth one where they did. It's kind of like the old...
Limp through no Johnny
the
Depp.
Old Spaceballs joke, Pirate Six, The Search for More Money or whatever. Like, it's clear why they're making them still. Uh-huh. It's not for any sort of art.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the trial and with everything else. And
I don't know. It will be interesting. He is very upset with Disney, but a dump truck full of money also.
That does change a lot of things.
Changes a lot of things too.
And not only that, like, fans are basically yelling at Disney to issue an apology, and they haven't yet. That might change things as well.
Yeah.
Like, Scarlett Johansson said she wouldn't work with Disney again either, and, you know, an apology and a dump truck full of money changes a lot, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, she's not quite as odd as Johnny Depp, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, who's your favorite pirate in all of the Disney pirates? Is it Tim Curry?
I don't know. I think Captain Hook's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the classic nature of...
He's very classic. Getting chased with a crocodile.
Setting up what a Disney pirate actually is and, like, completely altering, like, pop culture.
Yeah, that's true. It really did.
Like, I don't think pirates would, in general, would be as big in the public consciousness at all without A, the ride, and B, Peter Pan.
100%. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean never would have shown up if Peter Pan hadn't been here in the first place. Or had Disney hadn't made Captain Hook the way it did. In the original play, Peter Pan's Captain Hook was a bit different. Like, it was still more mischievous and adventuresome, but it was all, like, an allegory for his father. It wasn't, like, fun pirate captain who's silly and, you know, like, it was very different. It's hard to think about now, but it was not that long ago where every Halloween costume was a pirate costume when the movie came out, and it was everywhere. The mania was absolutely everywhere for that. So,
it's quite a part
of the consciousness.
A pirate costume is also very easy because all you need is like an eye patch and a tri-corner
hat.
Yeah,
but it was all the Johnny Depp pirates,
yes, it was very popular.
Yeah. And it was, is Orlando Bloom Legolas or is the pirate one your favorite? Like, it was a big part of
it's lexicon. It's Legolas.
It's the pirate.
No,
it's Will Turner.
Yeah.
Not only that, it made Keira Knightley a star.
That's true.
Yeah.
She was 17 when she filmed
she lied about her age. And then she famously only packed like an overnight bag because she thought she'd get fired as soon as they found out. But, I mean, it worked.
It worked out.
Okay, so, shorter episode this week, but I do have some trivia for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
That
was my question at the beginning, but this is different now.
Okay.
So, question number one. These are all from the first movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What are Jack Sparrow's last words in the Pirates of the Caribbean film? And here's a hint. Also, famously, they're in the attraction as well. Like, they're taken from the attraction.
It's something like... Yo-ho.
Okay.
He's driving the ship. I can see the scene. And, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two, what is the legend of how Captain Jack first escaped from being marooned?
Oh, he fashions reins for some sea turtles. sea turtles from the hair on his back. Which is quite the visual image, yeah.
I even wrote on here.
I see turtles.
Literally, by question number two, I wrote I beside it. And question number three, Curse of the Black Pearl was the first film ever to have its premiere at blank. Where did it have its premiere, and it was the first film ever to do this.
No idea. Like, I thought Disney did all their premieres at the El Capitan Theater.
Not this one.
Interesting. I don't know. They projected it on the fountains of World of Color. I don't think that's true, but
no, but that's a good guess. Yes, I like that. I will tell you, you for sure got number two right.
Hooray! Hooray! Well, that's another show in the books. El Mule is cool because he made the awesome theme song that you heard. And you should contact us on our social media that you can find on our website.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give us a review.
Yeah. Because you still have a video of me freaking out on Mickey's Wheel of Death.
Yeah, I'm just going to post that somewhere. I would have to edit it a little bit because it's long. Because you're freaking out the whole time. So we're going to make it funny and less sad.
Fair.
But yeah, so socials, review, that's good. And be sure to recommend us to anyone else who would like to listen to us do stuff.
Do stuff.
Like talking and especially pirates and things.
Especially next week. Because, spoiler warning.
Yeah, well, so next week, like we said, we're jumping back into the Marvel universe.
Yeah, last year may have been the year of Marvel, but this was the week of Marvel.
May is a busy month content-wise, but this was definitely Marvel week.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
So we're gonna be looking, taking a deep dive on the Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. But so consider this your weeks out spoiler warning.
All right, well, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kristen. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Arrrr!